This is Blaze, and welcome to 111 Questions.
We all know we need our business on social media platforms, and at Starchild Social, through research and planning, we create converting posts and stories that attract your ideal client, taking that weight off your shoulders, enabling you to focus on achieving your goals for your business. Check us out for a free consultation at www.starchildsocial.com. Starchild Social, holding your hand through this ever-changing world of social media.
Why do you give? Why do you give? What's your intention in your giving? Is giving advantageous to you? Why do you give? Think about your intentions for a second. It's easy to give, or it's easier to give when you get back, right? Yeah, you give money, you get in return a service or a product. Yes? Okay. It's easy to give love when you get love in return. Yes. It's easy to give affection when you receive affection in return. But it's harder to give without any expectation. Just because you care. Just because you love serving. That's hard. That's not always easy. As a business owner, could you give of your time in this season? Could you give of your money this season and just bless someone and bless a charity? Could you be there for someone? Could you make an appearance at an event? Even if you don't really like the people, even if that location is far from you and it's not convenient, are you willing to give? When you go out to eat for a service, and you go out to brunch, you go out to dinner, how do you tip? Is it no tip? Is it that 15% button? Is it that 18%? Is it that 20%? Is it other? Is it customized? Is it over and beyond? See, this true spirit of giving is love. Would you agree? That's why you give. And love is not selfish. Love is not deceitful. Love is not judgmental. Love is unconditional. Love is kind. Or maybe it's not even about money. Maybe it's not even about your business. You're not even a business owner. Maybe when you go out to a restaurant, you usually give good tips. So it's not even about any of that. Maybe for you, all that I've said so far doesn't resonate. So maybe it's not about the money for you. Maybe it's more about you and your relationship. Do you give to your partner? What are your intentions when you give to your partner? Would your partner be able to say that you're a giver? That you unconditionally give? That you unconditionally love them? Could they say that? Maybe they used to be able to say that, but things have changed. In this episode, I'm not here to point fingers. For who am I to judge? Yesterday, I was listening to a podcast episode from Eric Thomas. And it checked me. It checked me on what my intention was in my giving. On what I was giving. On when I was giving. In what situations was I giving. On how I was giving. And most importantly, on why I was giving. During this holiday season, do not OD, do not get caught up in the pressures of the holidays, in the pressures of gift giving. My coworker got me something, I gotta get her something back in return. I gotta get 4 gifts for each child. Don't be consumed by the pressures of the holidays. Instead, I want you to awaken the spirit of your giving. Maybe that mountain in your life, maybe that challenge in your life, that problem that's been there, that you're not sure how to get over or get through or whatever. Maybe the answer isn't focusing on that mountain in front of you. Maybe the answer is giving. Maybe the answer you've been looking for is in your giving. It's in the spirit of your serving. Maybe it's time for you to forget about the mountain that you've been focused on for so long. Forget about that big problem right there. Forget about that right now. And maybe instead, give. Check your intentions on your giving. Give with a happy heart. Give with a sincere heart. Give unconditionally. Give to someone, even if you don't know them. Quick story. I was in a grocery store maybe a month ago, and it was raining outside. It was a little cold. And I went to the counter to check out my groceries and such. And the cashier, as she was checking me out, she was shivering. It looked like she was cold. And I said, "Cold?" And she goes, "Yeah, I was outside bringing in the grocery carts and I got wet. So my socks are kind of soaked and I'm in here in the AC. So I'm just kind of cold, but I'll be okay." I said, "All right." So we're talking some more as she's bagging up the groceries. And then I pay for them and I leave. And as I'm leaving out the grocery store, an idea came to me and I said, "You know what? There's a Five Below right next door. I'm going to go right there to Five Below and buy her some warm socks. I don't know this woman. I just feel led to do this." And I went to Five Below, bought her some thick black socks, went back to the grocery store and gave her the bag. She opened it. She was so surprised, so shocked. "Oh my God, why'd you do this?" I said, "Don't even worry about it. You said you were cold. Here are some warm socks." "Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to go to the bathroom right now and put these on." "Oh my God." She was so grateful, so happy. She asked for my name and all this stuff. I was just happy to bless her in that moment. Just being able to give. Just being able to actually serve. I didn't want the recognition. I didn't want to take a photo. I didn't want to do a post on social media, none of that. I just felt led to give, and I gave. Now, I'm not saying this story to brag on how nice I am, and it's nothing about that. But I have no idea the impact I made on that woman's life. Even though she was excited and surprised and said thank you numerous times, and she's even seen me in the grocery store weeks later and walked up to me and said, "Thank you again for that." I still have no clue the magnitude. I still have no clue how that impacted her life or what she was even going through that day, that evening. I have no clue, and I'll probably never know, and that's okay. But here, I want to encourage you all to give. You just never know the power giving attracts. And it's power into their lives, and it's also power in your life. So during this season, give with a cheerful heart. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. You don't have to show off or boast or even tell people about it. But just give. Whether it's money, whether it's your time, whether it's your love, but find time to give this season. Mm-hmm. For that is truly the answer. Yeah? Not overthinking, not overanalyzing what you're going through, not blaming others. In this season, give. That's how we change the world. Bless.